This is Dr. Angelica Christie's show for women who want to be magnetic, sexy, healthy, and abundant. Angelica is an international speaker and trendsetter for women's wellness and leadership. And you are listening to the SOB Radio Network. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the third part of Empower Yourself Spiritually. And if you haven't listened to the first and the second part, I invite you to go and do this and then come back to this episode. Today, I want to invite you to align with your spiritual power and the gift that you came into this lifetime with. Do not keep it for yourself, but share it. Because this is what your soul wants. You may have considered this already, or maybe not yet. But in any case, it is usually your inner voice and your limiting thought processes that hold you back. Today, I want to show you how to quiet the disempowering voice that shouts, "It's too late for me. I'm too old. Nobody cares what I have to say." Today, I want to show you how to amplify the inner voice that knows your ageless beauty, your wisdom and purpose. Because here is the fact, you are not done yet. Far from it. The world has not received your gift yet, has not fully received your brilliance. So there is still so much inside of you that is waiting to be discovered, aligned with, lived through, and prospered from. And I believe this is what it means actually to prosper on purpose. And this is my whole vision for you, that you prosper on purpose. So even if you have already achieved a lot, maybe you married well. Maybe you had a well-paying job, and yet it is time to fulfill your destiny that is unique and aligned with your unique talents, with your soul purpose. And even if you are not fully aware of them yet, you hold such a unique ability to create joy and abundance for you and others. Think about it. Only you can really deliver your unique talent, right? And deliver it in your very unique and special way. And here is another fact. You have everything that you need. So there is no need to learn anything new. Do you realize that you have a PhD in life experience? So all you need to do is apply your wisdom, your brilliance, and be who you are. Show the world how unique you are, and amplify the voice of your wisdom, your experience. So I invite you to step out of the shadow that you are hiding in and be seen. And I invite you to share your gift and share it in a bigger way. I invite you to love yourself enough to honor your gift as a divine gift from God that only you can deliver in your special way. I know, and you should know, but if you don't, then let me tell you that nobody can teach you anything when it comes to your special expertise. Nobody has walked in your shoes. You cannot even imagine how many people may be waiting to be inspired and encouraged by your journey when you share it, so that they can walk their own path with more ease and confidence. So here is my invitation for you to consider. First, discover your gift. Second, align with it with confidence. Third, have courage. And fourth, take the risk. Because only then when you take the risk do you really get the rewards and you can claim your freedom. So what is freedom? I believe that freedom means living your life on your terms, and enjoying it so much that you become magnetic to others. So in other words, that you shine like the star that you are. Allow me to share with you a little bit about my own journey. So I'm really just a few steps ahead of you. I had to learn it really a hard way over many, many years and decades. I was battling with doubts and fears. I had to quiet my disempowering voice that shouted, "Who do you think you are that you can inspire others? Only few make it, so there is every reason why it's not going to be successful for you anyway." That was my disempowering voice. And I remember how sad it made me. And in this sadness, I heard my inner voice in a more gentle, reasoning way that said something like this. "What are you trying to do, Angelica? You don't need to expose yourself and take a risk. You don't need to do this. Not for the money. Not for your health or well-being. Not even for your happiness. You have a big family. You are financially secure. You have 5 children, 9 grandchildren. They love you so much and they need you. Take your energy there and forget about your vision, your gift, and assumed mandate to change the world by empowering women." That's still my inner voice talking. And then the voice said, "Relax, enjoy your life and family. You don't need to prove anything to anybody." That sounded kind of, that it would make sense, right? So what was my driving force that made me step outside of my comfort zone and become vulnerable? Regarding that inner voice of caution? For me, it was about fulfilling my deepest heart and soul longing to give of myself that which I came here to share, that which nobody else could ever do in my place. And so it is with you. When you feel that deep desire in your heart to give of yourself, to share your gift, you have no idea how many people will be denied their opportunity to understand themselves better because you mirrored something they needed to see or become aware of. And could it be that sharing your gift is not even about your benefit as much as for the benefit of somebody you may have an agreement with? It could be something that you agreed upon even before your life began, so you may not even know this consciously, but there is something within you that just pushes you forward. It could be something that you promised you would share and therefore be of service to those who incarnated with you, who live in your circle of influence. And it does not matter if they are part of your family, your friends, or even total strangers whose life could change because of your courage to share from your heart, to share your truth and journey. Because the experience in the second part of your life is very different as soon as you see your life purpose beyond your apparent duties. It is time to prepare for your most powerful years, the years that come after your duties, which you fulfilled maybe up to now, but decades ago. You have so much more to offer than your younger peers, younger people, because you have your PhD in life experience. So let me ask you, what is it that you want to leave for your family, for your daughter or daughters? Do you just want to leave nice memories behind? Or do you want to make an impact? If you would not be inspired to make a difference, you would not really feel that pull in your heart and in your soul, right? And what I'm sharing with you would really go above your head. You would probably have turned off ended the session by now. You see, you hesitate to step full out because your ego is terrified. Yes, it is terrified that you would dare to take a risk. And we talked about the ego in other episodes. So you know that your ego will come up with every reason why you should not dare to be extraordinary. Step out, become vulnerable. It will warn you about failure and maybe even the competition you have to face. But those are illusions because in reality, you are so unique that there is no competition for you. None. To believe that your confidence will get challenged, is that what holds you back? Here are five reasons I hear the most from women, from my clients and women who hesitate to step into their highest potential and brilliance. The first one is usually a lack of confidence. The second, not knowing how to even start. The third, fear of criticism. The fourth, fear of little or no support. And five, fear of loneliness. But let me ask you this, how much will any of this matter at the end of your life? Yes, it is not, it is never really easy to begin anything new. And yet the rewards are immense when you see it through to success. And here's also a fact that you cannot do this alone. And even more importantly, you cannot ask your family or even your friends. They may warn you or even belittle you. You can only trust those who have shown that they will support you through thick and thin, that they believe in you and see your vision. Those people are usually coaches and mentors. Why? Because coaches and mentors are unbiased. And this is the reason why all successful people, whether in business or in personal development, have coaches and mentors. Because they know that they cannot do this alone. Your coach or mentor will lock arms with you and cheer you on and celebrate your smallest successes. They see obstacles and remove the obstacles that you may not be aware of, and also lend a hand to help you up when you have fallen, or show you the way when you lost your vision, take you back on your path. Finding, developing, and then aligning with your unique gift is such an amazing journey. And let me tell you, I know from personal experience, it is rejuvenating your body, your mind, and your spirit. It also makes you aware of the stuff that is not of you, but that you have compromised yourself to hold on to. This journey allows you to let go of everything that is not in alignment with your brilliance, your energy. To have joy and energy and a sense of awe and the drive to experience that daring feeling for something new. The adventure that your old feeling is afraid of because it is unfamiliar. Seems too daring, too out there, too outrageous. But let me tell you, there is a fine line for everything, of course. And I know that. And I will never suggest anything that is inappropriate or ridiculous, or so outrageous that your natural instinct of fear kicks in. Realize that I said your natural instinct, not the conditioned one that will stop you to venture beyond the boundaries that your ego has set. There is nobility in adventure. There is grace in youthful energy. And I want to show you the etiquette to be so adventurous and as adventurous as you can imagine and still be graceful, spirited, and especially feminine. A woman full of life and joy and magnetism and charisma that will stand out. That will shine so brightly that when she enters a room, everybody will notice. That when she steps upon a stage, the audience will be fascinated and cannot take their eyes off her. Will hang on every move she makes, every twinkle in her eye, every word she shares. And now just embrace and accept that this woman is you, can be you, but is you already. And this is what I want for you. I want you to shine, not through learned exercises or learned stuff. But you have it inside of you at your disposal. You have everything you need. Make it your way of being, so that everything that is in alignment with that brilliance and the energetic goddess energy gets attracted. So that no matter what your height, your shape, your age, people will be irresistibly attracted to you. And also the circumstances will bring circumstances that take you to the next level. And the teachers, the mentors, the partners, the ones that want to collaborate with you, because you shine confidence. You exude magnetism because you give all of yourself. Your life is so bright that nobody can overlook you. Your life becomes a gift to yourself and the world. And you choose who you want in your life. It is up to you. You do not need to worry or seek or search out anybody, because there will not be any lack of opportunity. You pick your best opportunities or clients or partners, whatever you want in your life, because you have something to offer that goes beyond the ordinary, goes far beyond what most offer and most expect. You stand in your authentic brilliance because you know who you are and what you have to offer and to share. And that's the difference of a life where you prosper on purpose. You pick, you choose. So get ready for that life. If you desire it and want it, you can have it. Get in touch with me. Call me. Let's start the conversation. Let's go deeper into what it takes to make your life that powerful. I can assure you that there will be no fear or anxiety anymore, no doubts, because there cannot be any mistake in your authentic self from which you live and share. When at the end of your incredible life, you can say without any regret, I did it all, and I did it my way. And when you gave your best and it was fun and intense, it was full and beautiful. This is when you have left your footprints, left your legacy, and made the world a better place. So you are needed. The world needs you. Therefore, I invite you to embrace your spirituality. In other words, the last decades of your life can be lived in resonance with the sweetness and gentleness of your soul's wisdom and abundant joy it holds for you. Let go of judging your age or your aging body, because this may have just come up. Yes, but what if? Let go of judging. And the most outer garment, the most visible part of you, will be seen in many different ways. And you cannot change that. Because Western society may put you into the category of an older woman. Put you into the category of the elderly. But everybody who has better eyes to see beyond the outer perception of an aging physical body, receives the gift of a much deeper wisdom, a much more profound love and grace that you radiate for those who have the capacity to receive it. Those eyes see and perceive on a soul level, and they perceive and can see your unlimited spirit that is as young as a babe, and every stage in between until now. The truth is that your incredible life is so awesome that it could never be captured in any kind of media, not in a book nor in a movie, but only in your personal appearance. When you share from your heart, from your soul, when you share your life story, you change the world. Your life story is the most unique creation and a piece of incredible art, one of a kind. Nobody has your experience, has lived your life. So it is, when you go into the art world, it is a Picasso or a Rembrandt. Just, it is you. Put your name there. It is you. The world may not know you in that way yet. But do you know who knows you in that way, in that perfection? God knows your name. And it is up to you how you want the world to know you. So I leave you with this deep thought of, and the invitation to go within and go to this place, become still, and see what your soul's message is for you. And when you're ready, I am here for you, and I will give all of myself to support and to help you to step into your full, into your highest potential, into your full brilliance, and help you to discover, align, and share your unique gift with the world in a bigger way. This is my highest pleasure and vision for you. So this is it for today. All of my love to you. Next week, we have the fourth and last part of the Empower Yourself Spiritually series. So until then, bye-bye for now.